Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm women liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad. So I wrote a song about him instead, and it goes like this. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A.
S-S-H-O-L-E.
And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You were an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life.
Oh,
was talking to your mother just the other night. I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Oh boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
Ah, there we go. That's a good old song from my buddy George Zinzer from Firefox Online. That sounds to all my brother and sister asshole members of the Asshole Society. Anyway, hey, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. This is your host, Ron Rick, and we're live on Sunday night. Sunday. 8-3-2014. Wow, you're already in August. Wow, July is gone. It's just, it's over. I'm here tonight. because it's Sunday, and I think it's Confucius' birthday, and, whoever else's birthday is today, happy birthday. Not that I care, because I'm an asshole. Well, I'm glad to see everybody here. I see a few folks hanging out in the chat room. I don't know why, but hey, it's a good place to hang out. But yeah, man, today China had a rock concert, I heard. Big, bad rock concert called Earthquake. Wow, that was a pretty bad deal, wasn't it, for China? Shit happens. GOP reignites impeachment debate. This is Iowa. GOP Steve King suggests the Republican-led House could reconsider impeachment proceeds for the President Obama if he if he again uses his executive powers to delay or defend deportation of illegal immigrants beyond those brought legally into the United States, the state says in the past years by their parents. Now, so they're giving him an ultimatum. Nah, look there. Now, don't that sound like an ultimatum? Ultimatum for the President Obama. Either you do this, or we're doing it. Blah, 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 blah. I'd say it's like a bunch of bickering kids up here anymore. They don't take this shit serious. But yeah, man, so yeah, that's a bad deal. It's part of the news. Got to have more. But anyway, I see also in the news, second American with Ebola, due to leave Liberia, Tuesday. So send them on home and spread it around. That's the gift that keeps on giving. God. What? Gloom and doom, that's all we ever hear. We never hear any good shit anymore. It's all fuck this and that. You know, we're doomed and shit's going to happen. And this sick bastard's here and this thing happened here. Da, 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 da. Like I said, I don't care. As long as it don't happen here, who gives a shit? Nobody. Nobody cares. Nobody cares what even goes on here, and that's really bad. That's pretty sad how people live that way. But hey, whatever. I mean, I care. I don't want nothing to happen to nobody. Of course, I don't want to be hurt or anything like that. But anyway, the Earth does what it does. Let the Earth do its own thing. Anyway, here's the story in this deal in China. This is a strong earthquake kills at least 367 in southern China. Beijing, a strong earthquake in southern China. Yudan province toppled thousands of homes on Sunday, killing at least 367 people and injuring more than 1,800. About 12,000 homes collapsed in the Ludian and densely populated country located around 277 miles north of the Xi'an capital, Cunning, China officials, a news agency reported. The magnitude is a 6.1 quake struck at 4:30 p.m. in a depth of 6 miles, according to the U.S. Geological Society. This new sector was in a Longshu warship 14 miles south of the city of Danhotong and Yunnan County Sea. Okay. So, 6.1 got their attention, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, the earth does what it does, man. It's the earth. It can do that. And it's not against the law. Now, of course, we're going to have conspiracy theorists. The United States manipulated it. They threw the thing in Alaska on it. HARP. Yeah, they threw a HARP. They played the HARP for China. And this was the end result of it. I don't know, but I'm sorry to see we lost some people. But, hey, there's still people, too. They have nothing to do with what the government does. You know, there's like the rest of us all out here on our own, more or less. They have to deal with this crazy shit. I just, you know, I don't watch news that much anymore. I can't. It just ain't worth it to me. So it's nothing but doom and gloom and bullshit. And a lot of unnecessary bullshit. That's what we listen to. But, yeah, man, it's getting crazier by the minute. But, yeah. You know, shopping around, you know, it depends on what news agency's covering it. You know, Fox, CNN, you know, who's telling the truth? I mean, the stories, you know, sometimes halfway together, a lot of times they're spotty and cut up, and one don't know what the other one's doing, but it's crazy. But it's, you know, more and more, I mean, here, like here, crisis in Iraq, many mistakes, work starts on taxpayers, back Detroit rail project. Why in the hell are they going to put this rail project still fired back up in Detroit. It's already over budget. And there ain't nobody there to use it. It's just going to sit there. It's crazy. Then you got Houston tragedy. Two babies died in separate daycares, one day apart. That's nice. I'm glad to hear that good news. I mean, that's all you hear. I'm trying to find something good to tell you to happen. Let's see. Air Force Academy chief calls for investigation into athletics after reports of rape, drug use, cheating. Oh, I found it. Here's one I wanted to bring up to you. You're really going to love this one. Federal workers admit to watching porn at work out of boredom. Out of boredom. So that means you ain't doing shit and collecting a check. Huh? Sounds about right. Sounds just about right. Okay. Some federal workers have been caught surfing office computers for X-rated websites and then told investigators they did it because they were bored and didn't have enough work to do. The Washington Times has learned that several porn-craving government says it's learned of several porn-craving. They're craving it. Government employees after requesting investigating records under the Freedom of Information Act. According to the record, one Federal Communication Commission worker was spending up to 8 hours each week viewing online porn in his office. He admitted to the investigators that he pursued the smut out of boredom. The FCC spokesman declined to tell the Times what action the agency took after the FCC Inspector General conducted an investigation. The spokesman said only that the agency disciplined employees based on Office of Personnel Management guidelines, okay? Shit, no wonder everybody wants a federal job, man. Next federal employee I see. How many hours you spend surfing the net for porno? Wow. Okay, then here's the chemical on this. The records also show that the Treasury Department worker viewed more than 13,000 pornographic images at work during a six-week span. Damn, he's getting busy. I bet you his desk is all beat up. He stated he was aware it is against government rules and regulations, but he often does not have enough work to do and has free time, investigators say, referring it to the Treasury worker. The Times said investigating memos turned up some occasions Department of Housing and Urban Development and Commerce Department and General Services Administration. The memos show the cases rarely led to criminal prosecution for the time of attendance fraud. At the GSA investigation app, a employee who searched the web 2 hours a day looking at pornography and dating sites. The agency inspector general reported that the employee sometimes became bored during these long hours at the computer and would often use the computer for personal uses to pass the time. It's apparently something that has passed a problem throughout several federal agencies. Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union told Fox DC, adding it could mean millions of dollars of wasted money. Well, of course it is. Well, you know, somebody said, hey, you got nothing to do, fucking go home. Drop the clock. So it's, you know, it feels tough to say how the news is crazy shit all the time. Like that, you know, like that. Federal workers are watching porn. Mm. So, you know, what can I say? That's what the news is all about. Bullshit. Now, before the internet and all this news was available, you would never heard about that. Never heard one word about anything like that. All right, I'll start. I've got an issue on here real quick.
Substance abuse is at an all-time high worldwide, and the most dangerous of the ones prescribed. Terrorism, drunk drivers, AIDS, and swine flu. Doctors murder more than all of them combined do. I just came from my local chain store, and the clerk asked me if I wanted to donate for the cure. I looked at her and tried to remain cool and said anybody who makes a contribution to that is a fool. Her expression was that of, I never. I said, I can tell and I think you better. Give it a try, stop living a lie. Look up once in a while, see the shit in the sky. Caught up in the zombie apocalypse, walking down the street staring at your iPhone 6. Legal drugs murder millions every year, that's a fact. But they won't dare take the Prozac on the rack. For that would be blasphemous to the medical mafia disastrous. The FDA, all crooks, all thugs. They want the whole population hooked on drugs. Be it the smack sold on their black markets or psychotropic shit in their well-lit office. Dope fiends got a plant that can save them, but the methadone is money and they can't have kratom. Production increased 90% and it went to American cities so freely. New York, Baltimore, Philly, D.C. Just do the math to understand where it started. We had the most powerful black tar on the market. The aristocracy embraced the deliberate effort to get your children hooked on poppy seed waste, only to be replaced by another toxin. Get them on methadone and suboxone. Coke, crack, smack, Prozac, Lassapam. They're all controlled by the very same exact plan. The plan might be difficult to fathom, but understand this, they will never stop kratom.
Science is clear, you're back to within the creature. There's no such thing as a cure.
chucked out at you. I was having such difficulty. I had to throw that song up there. I couldn't help it. I would have been never been dead air. Anyway, I fixed that, I think. So anyway, I'm back. Okay. Can you please not play rap or hip hop? What should I play? What would you like me to play? Anyway, hey, I just throw whatever I have. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But I don't want to piss anybody off with there again. I don't care too much. Anyway, you know what the show is tonight. You know the topic. It's open calls. That's calling bitch, crying, whine, whatever. And maybe you might know something people need to know. Maybe you need to let people hear it. For the few to come to this show. But I have a lot of people hit my archives. My numbers are looking really good. Really, really good. But yeah, man, it's some crazy shit going on all the time, so get used to it. I am. Economic collapse coming. You know, the churches. Oh, God, don't even start talking about churches. Today is Monday. Holy shit. Yeah, churches. That's a nice thing. I don't know how many churchgoers we got here, Christians or whatever. Whatever you believe in, that's your thing. I believe in free will, but I don't believe in religion. I just don't. But that's me. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to that opinion. You know, like everybody else has one. That's the way it is. So, you know, it's what other tragedy is next? Matter of fact, there's one I ran across earlier. I have to look this thing. Something about water, Iowa, Ohio, or something. I don't know what happened there. I didn't catch that. If anybody knows that, want to throw it in the chat room, get a link to it. That'd be great, too. I don't know. Something about some water crisis there. They're bringing water in. Apparently, you can't boil it. So what's in the water? What's in the water? I'm looking for it. Oh, there's the satellite. Okay, more tests needed before Ohio City gets water back. Toledo, Ohio. Holy Toledo, Ohio. More tests needed to ensure that toxins out of the Toledo water supply. Mercer Sunday instructed 400,000 people in the region to avoid drinking tap water for the second day. Mayor D. Michael Collins said Sunday that all of these samples have shown the level of toxins in the water appears to have decreased. This is not over yet. Well, the decrease, that's nice. There's still some in there. Yeah, God, kids are sitting there getting drunk. The Toledo officials issued a warning earlier Sunday at tests of one treatment plant showed two samples reading much micro silicin, and a standard of consumption. And for the standard consumption policy because of the algae in the Lake Erie, the city also said to boil the water because that would only increase it. The city also said not to boil the water because it would increase the toxin secretion. The mayor should also warn that children should not shower or bathe in the water and that it should be given to pets. Damn. Okay, so that's nice. Yeah, this city water system, they're just starting to crash. This is my plants now. There goes. Then infrastructure is going out, man. Yeah, the water. Yeah, crazy, huh? Yeah, I mean, what kind of shit get, I mean, how do you let that happen? I mean, do they test, they should be testing it every so many hours, or every hour should be tested for anything wrong, you know, you think, but, who knows, man? I saw nobody's infected by or, you know, had a problem with that. That's bullshit. They should be way ahead of the game. But I don't know. I have a well. I test it once a year. And I like to dump a gallon of bleach down every once in a while, too. That helps keep the bacteria getting into your well. So I drink bleach. Purex is my favorite brand. You know, the lemon scent? And it gives that lemon taste to it, you know, when you dump that well. You know I'm kidding, man. I'm just joking. Come on, man. Don't get all bent out of shape over it. It's only water. And yeah, matter of fact, you're talking about how this bottled water thing nowadays has been draining some lakes. You know, these Who's it, Nestle or somebody or Kraft wants the rights to these lakes and all this waterways and aquifers and whatever have you. You know, so they're just going to bottle it up, dry everything up, or suck all the water off the planet. I don't know. You know, man-made lakes, I guess it could be possible. We just don't have a good, you know, input. So, crazy. I see my chat room's looking pretty filling up here. That's cool. Glad to see everybody here. I'm just bullshitting around. It's Sunday night. I don't care. Don't care Sunday. And of course, open calls. If you'd like to call in and argue with me or start a fight or something like that, get a little aggression off, or you need therapy, or I could read your horoscope or tell you the future, help you in religion, anything. We are a multi-purpose show. We do cover not only politics, we cover politics sometimes. Not all the time. We just want to hear what you have to say about it and how you think the world is treating you in unfairness in the political realm of hell that we live in. Crazy, ain't it? Crazy. But that's why I call it Crazy Nation Radio, because I talk a lot of crazy shit. And it's just going to get better. It's got to get better. There's got to be some good news somewhere. Where is the good news? Well, did anybody, win the lottery or, save a baby from a burning building or something? That's what I'm talking about, man. It's good news. I love to hear some good news. But this ain't available. This ain't going to happen, Marcy. That's the way it is. Only on Blog Talk Radio. Only on this show where you can hear it that way. It's crazier and crazier. See, I don't know what else to play any other songs. I just got too many on here. I don't know what to do. Wait a minute. If I was a government employee, I could watch porno. Wow, cool. All right. I'm a BTR host. I have nothing to do. I guess I'll watch porno. No, I don't think so. That's crazy, isn't it? To be a federal employee to watch porn. Wow. Good thing that I hope they ain't operating machinery. It's always people working in the offices. You know, federal, you know, workers, you know, the other, you know, work operating machinery and stuff like that don't have to, you know, well, I guess they could on their iPhone. I guess you fuck, yeah. Might as well get full internet access to the color screen. Let's do it. You know, what the hell? Well, I see we have a caller that came in. It's a stranger. Wow. Hey there, stranger. How are you doing? Okay, you cannot hear you. You have issues.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the government is screwing over small-time America. What they've done is unspeakable. I'm a victim of it, personally. Like, once, they just came in my room, and they started yelling just like this. If it's the middle of the night.
That happens quite often. You know, there are like that.
I know.
That no knock warning.
I just
thing.
Wanted to know.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, this is what it's about.
The Ron Heck is a communist.
It's my little soul.
Soviet Russia.
It's the neighborhood.
Ron Heck.
life figures it out, everybody. It figures it out. When I'm bored, I'm gonna call shit on DCR and I'm bored. This is boring, isn't it? And there she went. Just took off on me. Left me. High and dry. Ain't that funny? Yeah, it is getting old, Mary. It is getting old. Yeah, I don't know. It was a troll attack. It was a troller. I mean, you know, trolling for me. I like the trolls. I like playing with them every once in a while. You know, since I have no calls, I'll bring anybody on. So, warning. You never know who's going to be popping up on this show. But if they get ignorant, I got to get rid of them. I have to send them away. You know? And, you know, people start acting crazy in the chat room. I got to be an asshole there, too. You know, I hate being an asshole. But, you know, my friend George did that song I played earlier. It fucking plays on my show. I mean, it is. Because, I mean, it's a lot of asshole. I mean, that stuff, I'm a member of the Asshole Association. You know, I know the handshake. I know the signal and all that stuff. I mean, you know, once you're an asshole, you're just an asshole. There's no way back. You can't back up out of it, you know. You know, the Asshole Association supports a lot of things, help a lot of people. We support the paper industry. You know, we'd like to keep that toilet paper rolling on them rolls, keep rolling to your house. And, you know, we want you to use nothing but paper products. Sandpaper is okay, too, if you need to. If it's a need to use sandpaper instead of the actual 5-ply Charmin or whatever toilet paper you use. More plies, the more trees we kill, so just remember that. But yeah, sandpaper, sandblaster, that's what they call it, a bidet. I prefer, you know, most people should use pressure washer, at least 3,200 PSI pressure washer. You know, to make sure that area is very clean. And you need some water at about, I'd say above boiling point, to make sure you get rid of all the germs and bacteria. And then you should apply a topical solution like rubbing alcohol, and you should feel 100% better and refreshed, because that will wake you up. That alcohol will wake you right up. Anyway, I got another caller sitting online, but I know who this one is. This ain't a troll, so this is a real person, real human. Hey, George, what's going on from Firefox News Online? How are you doing tonight? George, you're on the air.
Ooh. Usually helps to turn my microphone on, don't it?
Not every once in a while.
I think it does. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if I want to say something, it would help. So anyway, I heard, I just came into the chat room, and I heard you talking about assholes.
Yes.
Allow me to give you my take on people who are assholes. As I once said to my brother, see, when a person acts like an asshole, talks like an, you know, they talk like an asshole, thinks like an asshole, believes like an asshole, and acts like and does things the way an asshole would do every single day, there isn't enough toilet paper in the world to clean up that mess.
No, of course not. Of course not.
So
not at all.
What I say about assholes is this. If you're going to be an asshole, do the world a favor. Find the biggest, boldest toilet bowl on the planet and hang out there, because nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to be around someone who is a real, honest to God, bona fide, vetted, and there is no other type, I can assure you that, asshole, ever.
I've gotten pretty far.
It's like I said in the song, you know, I tell people, were you born an asshole? Or are you working it your whole life? What the fuck? It's that simple.
Well, you know, I figured a lot of assholes I've known that have been assholes for quite some time, they graduated and I call them anuses. You're an anus. You know what I mean? That is the king of the assholes, the anus. know.
Well, you know the guys in the Air Force when they try out to be an astronaut? Their favorite statement is, so you didn't put me, so you scratched me off the astronaut list. Well, I guess nobody will be going to Uranus. Except maybe the proctologist.
Uh-huh.
Favorite last word.
And you know the last name Proctor is a real name, you know. It's an actual real name. Last name Proctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have changed mine, you know what I mean?
There's also an actual person with the last name Gamble.
Yep. In case.
And they work great together, Proctor and Gamble.
Yeah. There we go. Let's check out this caller real quick, see who it is we can fight with. Yes, caller, how's it going? Joe something. Are we a troller? Yeah, we're a troller. See you, troller. Have a nice night.
Hey, troll.
Were you born an asshole, or did you work in it your whole life?
Trump
worked his whole life.
Whole life.
Certainly.
It's a shame, you know, them little trollers. Yeah. Sounds like I had a lost one. I was saying, shit, I hate that. I'm having a senior moment.
Oh, I have those
kicking it all in there.
See, I have a senior moment every day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Senior moments can be actually quite liberating. See, when you have a senior moment and you go, people just look at you and go, never mind. Because they feel sorry for you.
I meant to ask you something, George. Have you heard from our friend Kilroy? Today?
I saw him earlier in HOV's chat room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he called me earlier today. He's got his vapor stick now. He's going to do the vape thing like me. He called me for some advice on what he's getting. I hope he's enjoying it. Talk to him. And I'm going to send him some juice, e-juice. For his vaporizer, for his e-cigarette. Yeah, I'm smoking over six.
I was looking at that website, by the way. It looks interesting, but unfortunately right now I just can't afford to get it.
Well, I might be able to help you out, George. We'll get together on this later at the show or something. I'll get you hooked up. Not a problem. I found something else out early today. It'll blow your mind, but I can't really talk about it on the air at this moment.
Oh, by the way, one more thing about assholes there, Ron. They can be annoyed, especially when they're all they are androids.
Droid.
Right.
See, that's what the sound that every asshole should make.
Right.
Knowing full well they're assholes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, I have the perfect ringtone for an asshole.
An idiot is attempting to reach you on your cellular device. An idiot is attempting to reach you on your cellular device.
Hey, it works for me.
I need that ringtone. I really do. I really need that. Yes, I do. Could you send that to me sometime? Or is that a ringtone?
It's a ringtone on the Droid Max.
Okay.
I might be able to get it for you, but I'll have to see what... Let me see what I can do about that.
Okay, if you send it to my phone, you know, that'd be cool. But that's what I feel like that all the time, you know. As much as my phone rings, man, it's insane. I guarantee if I set this thing down and I don't touch it by the hour, I'll come back and be 10, 12 calls on it. per hour.
Oh yeah. You see, your situation is the opposite of mine. See, I've got my house phone and I got my cell phone. But guess what? For 2 days straight now, they haven't rung once. Why? Because nobody calls me. They're afraid.
That's cool. I'll trade you. Seriously. I will fly you here and I will fly to your house, man. I'm serious. That would be a bonus. I don't have to hear this thing ring anymore. It ain't that great.
Well, there's a way to make it happen, but you're not going to like it.
Right.
Just turn around and tell everybody, shut the fuck up. Don't call me for a while.
Well, I
need a break.
There are some that I just don't get them. I don't, so many calls hit me. But, when I'm working, when I'm doing anything, I don't take my phone with me. And that's, why? Because if I take my phone with me and I answer every call, I'll never get shit done. Never. You know what I mean? Because every time I got to pick up that phone, I'm losing 15, 20 minutes of work time. And I'm either working on something that needs to be, has to have me attention. I can't stop working on talking to anybody or anything like that. It's just crazy. But anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But, George, I got to back out of here for a sec, man. You want to hang out for a minute? I'm going to throw a song up real quick. I have to run outside and throw a switch on my breaker system. All right, now I'm losing my power and half of my house. So I'll be right back on play the song. You guys hang tight with me.
That we here highly resolve these dead shall not have died in vain. That the nation shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God
shall have a new birth of freedom.
That this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
That the nation shall have a new birth of freedom.
That tells you that this war on Christmas is really the tip of the spear when it comes to a greater battle that's brewing. And that battle that's brewing is those who would want to take God out of our society, out of our culture, which will lead to ruin, as history has proven. Any country, any government, society that has kicked God out of the public square completely, it leads to ruin. Why would we go down that path when we know what would happen?
So why did this happen? Our senior correspondent, John Miller, is with us. He's the former head of counterterrorism for the LAPD. John, what have you learned about the suspect?
He is Paul Anthony Ciancia. He walks into the terminal. He's got the gun in a garment bag. He takes the rifle out. He opens fire, shoots his way through the checkpoint, going down a side, coming around the back, and he's focused on the TSA agents. Inside the bag, we are told investigators came up with notes saying that the TSA were fascists and pigs, anti-American rantings, anti-TSA rantings, and references to the New World Order, which is kind of a growing conspiracy group that believes the world is going to be taken over by forces in black helicopters and so on.
First up, it's all eyes on the sky. Live pictures now from Phoenix. For the second night in a row, military training exercises are underway around the valley. And within the last half hour, the Phoenix Police Department has confirmed to 3TV that they are supporting Department of Defense training around the city. There have been a lot of helicopters seen all across the valley tonight.
Our own Bruce Hafner has reported seeing military helicopters flying low over the Scottsdale area.
Dan Bongino running for Congress in Maryland. And not because you want to, but because of the things that you've seen and the things that you know. Tell me what you think is happening with the The government is being used as a weapon to destroy people right now.
Yeah, we're at a very dangerous point, Glenn, and thank you for having me. It's always an honor. It's been a while, so it's great to see you, and congrats on everything with the Blaze. It's just taken off.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. The president sees government, and I think it's because of his lack of experience and maybe community organizing in the past. It's like this shiny new toy, which for all the disagreements I had with Clinton, Carter, and Bush, there were always limits. There was that line you just didn't cross. We cross it seemingly every day,
every
right?
Every day.
We're lost in the scandals. The Jamie Dimon shakedown at Chase, the HHS scandal, Kathleen Sebelius shaking down the healthcare industry
crazy.
For money, the IRS. It's to the point, Glenn, where these scandals in and of themselves would be huge, backbreaking scandals, are just lost in the scandal fog in this administration. It's worse than people know. I'm not trying to scare you.
Tell me about the NSA. But knowing you are Secret Service.
Yeah.
So knowing what you know, tell me what we should be concerned about.
You give the government information. It will be abused. It is not a matter of if it'll be abused. Keep in mind, it's only a matter of when. But the bottom line is, having worked inside the government, it will be abused. It is only a matter of time.
So what should we be doing? Because we ring the bell, we talk about it, we look at it, but it's not going. It just doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, Dan.
No, it's not. And the reason is, as I said, that with the Obama administration, that they're experts in losing you in the fog of scandal. This NSA thing is a back-breaking story. It really is. It gets at the very roots, I'm looking at your roots there in the grass, the roots of what liberty means. That flag means something. It's undermining the very principles by which made this country great. I know you're a believer. I'm a Christian. Jesus Christ, as far as I know, was the only perfect human being to ever plant his feet on this earth. We are all doing something wrong. Remember, when the key's held by someone else, liberty means absolutely nothing. That personal and private self are being evaporated.
200 military leaders out of their posts since President Obama took office. Why are we seeing this purge of some of our greatest leaders, and what effect will this have on our national security?
A lot of these guys disagree professionally with the White House, and as a result, they're getting fired.
Georgia restaurant owner who proudly makes it his mission to honor those who have served our country, now facing a fight over a U.S. flag that he flies at his establishment. Darren Miller says he was cited by the city for showing his appreciation to the troops.
The city now, where it was a violation of in the right-of-way, now is they're backpedaling a little bit, saying now it's a permit issue, and I just don't think I should have to pay money to fly the American flag or support our men and women in uniform.
Yeah.
And I refuse to.
Absolutely right. Dean, what do you think this says about our country, that you weren't able to fly your flags?
Well, I think, it's a shame.
Should high school students say the Pledge of Allegiance before class? Well, according to the school district, no. Last night, they voted down a proposal that would require the teenagers to recite the pledge every day. The reason? Board members decided there's not enough time during the day to say it.
We felt that we wanted to make it clear that at the high school level, we do not, there's not always an opportunity to have the Pledge of Allegiance spoken every day.
This is why people don't understand what we're fighting for. When we talk about current events and we talk about these issues and what we're looking to preserve, they can't tell you because they can't even recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Proud of his 20-year military service and his 10 years of work at Dameron Hospital, Boots Hawks says he's not afraid of expressing his beliefs.
I believe in America, and I believe in God so strongly, and I believe that America needs a blessing.
The phrase "God bless America" has been in Hawks' work email signature for more than a year. But just days before Veterans Day, Hawks says the hospital asked him to remove it. He says he did remove it before he sent another email. Yet the next day, he was called into the office.
I was going to be put on administrative leave immediately. And this was last Friday, right before the Veterans Day weekend.
In the end, Hawks just wants to be able to put "God Bless America" back on his email signature.
Meanwhile, an American soldier fighting for faith after an army briefing slaps a hate group label on a well-established traditional Christian ministry.
That's right. The presentation linked the American Family Association to hate groups such as the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, Black Panthers, and the Nation of Islam.
The soldier was so enraged, the fearful punishment for his own Christian values, he reached out to our...
So what they're saying on that is, it doesn't matter what group you're with, you're a terrorist. I'm back. Sorry about that.
I had to go out and to flip a switch on my system on my house because I have a relay that is not wanting to cooperate with you tonight for some reason. I'm going to have to replace it, I guess. But I'll probably do that after the show. After the show, I shall go fix that problem. But I don't want to lose power. But I was getting one side charging, the other side was going dead. So it gives me a good 1 hour of warning before that happens so I can switch it. All right. So I'm going to call her in here. See who this is. Let's fill the phone. I will check. And everybody. Eric.
Munzo.
Yeah, there's a troller. Yeah. Shouldn't he be in church? I mean, that's the only thing that'll help.
I think he's beyond help, you know?
That could be. God wouldn't help. Sorry, bastard, you know? Well, he's the one of the a-holes, a-hole number two for the night. Oh, my. So, are you going to do the medical thing tomorrow, George?
I have no choice.
They're sucking you in tomorrow?
Libertarian News is flooding your chat room. That's who the caller was.
Oh, okay. I see. Fix that. Bye. I like chicken people. Yeah. You know, just kick them.
Yeah,
chicken
work have
counts,
to,
I guess.
Now I'm going to have to do the following just to get rid of all that nasty ass word.
Go for it, brother.
Oh, I know. I can't put the same message in. I'm just putting a dot in to move it up.
Yeah. That's the thing. I'm going to help you here. Yes, then I'll understand what is it.
Oh, and I get muted for breaking the rules?
Yes, I didn't do that.
The system muted me. The fuck is that shit?
I don't know. Let me take a look.
You
got to
go
in?
On my name and take me off mute.
Oh, I see. What do I need to do?
Cancel mute. Take me off mute.
Cancel mute. There you go.
That's it.
Didn't know that would do that.
Yeah, it doesn't happen to the trolls, but it happens to me. Leave that shit.
Just trying to fix no shit. What is up with that? No
yeah.
kidding, George. That's the
they
bullshit.
They get the fucking flood chat room, but I'm the
God
one who's trying damn. To move the move a disgusting
right,
things
right.
along.
Son of a bitch.
And
God.
It's like, gotta be kidding. Blog Talk Radio has got some serious problems. Mary's suggesting showing me what I should have done. That's what I should have done. A little wiggle, a little dance. But I would have needed music for that. And it wouldn't have worked too well. I could have
yeah,
sat here,
from 12
sat
to
here
7
and went, chick-a-boom, 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 and, you know. But oh well.
Wow.
I think Mary has the right idea. And random characters instead of the same character twice. I should have thought of that. Oh, well.
I guess if you're repeating yourself, you're trying to advertise like a robot, you know what I mean? A bot. If you send so many same messages through all the time, you know? If you're a bot trying to advertise in the chat room. Because I've had to do that before, too. They keep popping up a site. You know what I mean? Do you want to make money?
Yeah, I think
that's what it's all about.
I'll tell you what, there, people. First of all, I am certainly not a... So, please, Blog Talk Radio. Remember, I'm a real person, not a... Now I better put back my ringtone, otherwise it'll say droid, and drive everybody crazy.
How can you drive crazy people.
I can't.
Jokes.
By the way, I can't send the idiot is calling from my phone because it's in the ringtone folder. But I found it on YouTube, downloaded it, tweaked it a little bit audio wise, and I'll drop kick that to my phone and try sending it to you that way.
Okay.
It'll be,
that's
cool. It'll be a different folder.
There we go. 832, you're on the air.
Ron, what that does, I do that to a few other BTR guests on purpose, just to play with them. But you go in there, and if you repeat yourself like George did over and over and over, like just to say a dot, 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 I don't know, like Gary said, you know, you got to change it up. I mean, BTR does it automatically. It's nothing. They think the host did it. No, the host don't do it. It's automatic. They kick your ass out. So I used to go into a couple of shows, and a friend of mine that used to have a show, and I would go in there and kick myself kicked out, and they would have to bring me back in, you know, because they would see, he's been kicked out of the chat room, and they'd have to bring, or muted, they've been muted, you know, and not kicked out, but muted, and they'd have to bring me back in. I did it kind of as a joke, but that's what happens. Like Mary does, Mary dances down the screen with different characters, and when you do that, that's not spamming. They kind of look at it as a way, you know, somebody that's spamming you, come in there wanting to push something over and over and over and just hitting the button repeatedly, they shut that down. They won't let you do it. So that's all that is. It was nothing, you know, a lot of people don't think. Well, they think Ron Rick did that. No, Ron Rick didn't have nothing to do with it.
Ron didn't do it. I know Ron didn't do it to me. That was, it was an automatic response. And I'm like, you dirty name.
Yeah. I used to just go in there to harass this lady on a particular show, and she would go, you know, it was one of them shows, everybody just kind of kicking back and cutting up, and I'd go in there and I'd repeat something over and over, and they'd kick me out, and of course she's watching real close, and she'd bring me back in, you know, like I don't know what happened, I know what happened, I did it to myself, I do it, but I was doing it on purpose, you know, you get bored, hell, you just get in there. So where's Mike at? Where's Mike at? You know, he called. Well, no, he didn't call in on our show. He was just in the chat room earlier.
Your show on HOV, ain't you? Is that who you're with?
On HOV Network. We run every Sunday night from 9 to 11 your time, I guess, if you're Eastern. Mike was in there. I don't think he called in at all. Which is rare for Mike. Mike loves to talk. I don't think he called in. George did.
I talked to him on the phone earlier. He's buying a vapor pipe, you know, a vapor e-cigarette things. And he's asking me about what he should get. And I told him what tank he should get and the type of battery and everything. He might be getting stoned off it. He's so far, he can't talk.
Holy shit, am I high.
Yeah, Mike, if you're listening, sorry, bro. Hey, what can I say?
By the way, Mary reached the beer limit, and she's done passed out on us in the chat room, so she went night-night.
Okay. Have a good night, Mary. Oh, man, it's Sunday night. Sunday.
Yeah.
Man, I
go ahead. Talk at the same time.
I was just going to say,
I'm surprised Mike's not here because he was there at the last show, and usually Mike's raring to go. And something must have came up.
Mike doesn't know that he started an hour early.
Oh, that's
because
right.
Because what happened is
Ron
started at 11 o'clock.
Yep. Right.
And Mike is used to coming here after my show is done.
Right, exactly. You got that. You got it pinpointed. That's exactly what took place. Mike's sitting there. He'll probably call in when the show's over.
Well, we ain't an hour yet. I just couldn't juggle the 11 o'clock thing, staying up for extra legs. I mean, I had so much shit hit me, man, over the past week. It's been insane. I don't know what fucking sleep is. I swear to it.
I have an idea.
That's how bad it got. I fell asleep behind the mic twice. Yeah. I started showing. I didn't get the show started and fell asleep. But when I woke up, I was sitting in my office at my desk, chair, you know, leaning back, sleeping. I woke up, I looked at it, and I said, oh, shit, did I do a show? I don't remember doing it. It's on. I'm looking at my studio, you know. Because, of course, the screen, you know, the system kicks down. You know, it'll shut itself off.
Yeah.
If you move nothing on the mouse, it'll shut itself down. But I moved my mouse and it's my studio.
Yeah.
What? You know, so. But I never called in. I never connected. Then one night, just like 30 minutes, and I was done. It was over. Yep. It got me. But yeah.
I've seen, speaking of Mike, a few nights ago, and of course George didn't have a show, and you were supposed to, and I ran into Mike on another show. He goes, "What the hell happened to Ron Rick?" I said, "I have no idea." But he was like looking for a place to talk. He was looking for a place to vent. I don't even know what show we were on.
Right. I don't know. I know the same thing. Perry still used to do that shit to me a lot. You know, we getting on the show and stuff, and he's not there. No show. I'm like, shit, you know. Then you got to shop around and look for, you know, troll around for another show. And here lately, man, BTR's lost a lot of shows. I mean, before, you know, I first got into this, man, you've never been endless amount of live shows on it. Endless. Now you get about a second.
This is funny. I ran into Ron on a UFO type space. I called it a space cadet show. These guys were out there. I mean, they were out there, and I'm in there in the chat room, and Ron comes in the chat room.
Alien show.
Oh God, it was. I mean, these
I
people
were
talking. Was Michael? Was that the one Michael Hood called in? It was right at home. Yeah,
I think
oh
so.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. Michael Hood was right at home there. That was his peeps. I mean, he was telling them stuff that was blowing their mind. It was a good show. It was really funny. It was a blast to listen to.
Phone home. Just busy right now.
There
God
he is.
Rest it when my mother was alive. She actually had to have a box of Kleenex candy for E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Okay? What the hell is that?
Sound like somebody's washing dishes. I don't know what the hell that was.
No, I'm mixing that stuff with my tea, man. Oh, shit.
So my mother, when she got the videotape of E.T. the Extraterrestrial, she put two boxes of Kleenex down in front of her, and I walked up alongside of her, got down on one knee, looked at her and said, "Oop, phone home. That business signal." My mother couldn't stop laughing for like 15, 20 minutes. And I couldn't figure out for the life of me why. And then it dawned on me. She heard me do E.T., and then she heard E.T. on the movie, and she just lost it. Mike's here.
That's terrible, George.
No, she liked it. She actually enjoyed the fact that I could do E.T.
I got to call an exterminator. This is out of control. My God, I don't believe what's happening here.
What happened?
I'm a bitch. I got these Greeks all over the place. Fucking Greeks are everywhere.
You know, my ears are burning because he's looking at it.
We're everywhere. We got overcoats. We're running everywhere, son of a bitch. Jesus Christ, we're everywhere. You name it.
Just got my text message.
God damn it, you know, Pepsi, no Coke, everywhere, Greeks. Hello, my name is Spiros Sirotopoulos. I don't know if you know me.
You know, he almost sounds like Andy
on America's Most Wanted.
You know that, don't you, Mike? You sounded just like Andy Kaufman doing Latka.
Shit. I called Ron today from Pennsylvania.
I don't know what you are trying to tell me.
I called Ron today from Pennsylvania because I had to find out which one to, because I'm looking at a wall of these, I don't know what you call them, vaporizer, something, electronic cigarettes.
E-cigarette.
Yeah, and I remembered he said the Kanger, but then they had a bunch of different ones, so luckily he answered the phone. It's funny, too.
Well,
Ron answers the
phone,
he goes, "Greetings and salad dressings." I went, "What?" Ron, is that you? This is it. But,
well, I still got the thing charging, Ron. I got my text message, obviously.
Yep, I got the text message. Thanks for waking me up to that, because I've been down in the kitchen working, so cleaning up and finishing after the weekend. Tomorrow's trash day, so I'm trying to get everything out. But, Ron, I put that thing on, charging the battery at 8:30, and it still is red.
It should be ready to rock.
That's what I thought.
Still
but
red. Did you get a multiple,
I don't know if he,
multiple voltage?
Yeah, but I think he gave me the wrong charger for it. Screws on, it fits, but the charger and
charger,
the adapter and everything, it didn't come in a box. It didn't come with it. It was separate.
Right. You didn't get a whole kit.
No.
You got them separate. Well, you get the Kanger tank, you have to go separate regardless. They don't come in a kit.
All right.
But it should be ready to go, man, by now. And
I'm ready.
Unscrew it and screw it back into it. Now, other thing, did you look inside, down inside that battery, make sure no plastic down there protecting on top of that battery?
There wasn't anything. I looked down, it was metal.
Okay, well, just take it off and press the button on the side. It should light up.
All right.
If the button on the side lights up, you're good to go.
All right.
I'll
see. I'll go down and do it. I tried putting it all together. I put the liquid in it and everything, filled it up. So now, you know, with both of us going, Antoinette's going to be pulling her hair out. You're going to be gurgling out of Missouri. I'm going to be gurgling back here in New York. She's not going to know what's going on. We'll have to both sound like animals.
I was calling for all different lines.
Actually, yeah. when you know she's here, what you do is you both coordinate it where you take a puff at the exact same time, so she gets it in stereo.
She'll go, "What the heck is
that,
this?"
That, then we can also do the train sound.
Poor Antoinette. The Smoke Express.
So what was tonight's topic? What did I miss? What's going on?
Nothing. Open calls.
Just life in general?
We've just been sitting here talking about assholes.
We had
a couple trolls that they're interesting. The trolls came in already.
I got another one sitting there waiting. I got another troll waiting, so.
I'll tell you, the HOV show was really nice. Golf, you guys ever, that was a good show over there. That was very interesting.
Okay, hi. Okay. My name is Boxy. Most of you know me as, me as Boxy, I suppose. If you're watching this, you probably know me as Boxy. But a lot of people don't know me as Moldy Lunchbox. And so...
In bed, they don't
what
want to know
was that?
Oh my God! These are dumbasses, aren't they? I mean, they have no sense. I mean, it's like they're all trolls.
I
mean,
it's still there. It's still sitting and waiting.
Unbelievable!
Let's try again. Let's see if we get next. Here we go. Then keep calling. How will we help you?
My name is Foxy.
What was that, an X-rated movie or something?
What do you do all day? I think I should probably change things up a bit.
The funny part, trying to disrupt my show, it ain't working. It's all crazy shit, man. I don't care. So you ain't disrupting nothing. I have no topic tonight, so you're just wasting your time. But that's cool. Thank you for the numbers. I looked at my stats for last month. My God, I am popular. I'm extremely popular. So, wow. No. Thank you, trolls. Thank you for the support.
I've accused a few of my fellow hosts.
Press the like button on all my YouTube videos. Press the like
hey, Ron,
button.
Hey, Ron, I've accused a few fellows of other shows, BTR shows. I think y'all are going out and buying trolls because they get flight trolls. I mean, I know a couple of shows I go to, they get these trolls coming there, you know, 5, 10, 15, and drive up their numbers, and they don't talk. They just sit there and listen. And I think, my God, how do y'all do that? Where are these guys coming from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I
Lord.
One time, I got hit one time. We went over 1,000. My chat room was like,
oh, wow.
One time. Yeah. I said, shit, I didn't know my chat room could take that kind of capacity. I think that was a max on it as far as it could go.
No, the max is 500 in chat.
Well, it depends on, I don't know, it's 1,000. And so we got 998. What it was last number 998.
Well, you're looking at the numbers. You're seeing everybody that actually tuned in. But chat, you know, you can tune into a show. Hagman. I've gone to Hagman and Hagman right. many a time, and just because it's funny to see how it works. You go over there and they have like 500 people. You might not be able to get in the chat, but you can still hear them. So I'm sure that counts on numbers. Positive it does.
Right.
And their chat room's always got 500 plus. I mean,
how can that be?
I
can't see how they can track if somebody posts in the chat room. How do they keep track of who's saying what? I mean,
you gotta have an account to get in the chat room. You gotta have a BTR account to get in the chat room.
I know, but
yeah.
500 people.
Well, they get
yeah.
them on a regular basis. Now, Hagman, they're a national radio audience, so that's how they draw them people in like that.
Wow.
They fill it
yeah,
up.
They have a large following.
Yeah, they have a large following. So, and, you know, a lot of times I've gone in there and I had to actually try like 10, 20 times to even get into the chat room. You got to wait till somebody drops and boom, you can get in and you're at number 500. You know, and the chat scrolls so fast. There's no chance. Don't even try to go in there and carry on a conversation because
that's what I mean. How?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can't read it. It goes by. It just flies by.
You bet.
But they do it on a regular basis. If y'all ever get a chance to go up there just to check it out, it's kind of interesting the way it works. You got to get in there real quick before the show starts or whenever they open it up. I mean, it's just, wow. This would be amazing. And you think, well, I wish my show could do that. But you think about it. If you get that many people in there, there's really no communication. It's just people spouting off and nobody reading shit. You know, it's so many people and it's going so fast. So, interesting, though.
Yeah, it's a waste
Very
of time. It's a waste of time. You really haven't had a chat room like that. It's a waste of time. You know, I've got 500 people communicating one room. It's just, you know, crazy.
I've been in the chat rooms with 50 people, and 50 people in a chat room is really hard to keep up with 50 people. That's crazy in itself. When you get 50 people, it's hard. I mean, I know all the radio hosts love to see them numbers. And it's great, but as far as using chat, it's hard to really do anything in chat. I mean, it's kind of like you're there and you listen kind of type thing.
Yeah.
That many people typing at the same time. It'd be worth it just to go in and type fire and see what they do.
Oh, yeah. You'll type a question and nobody will even read it because
they don't
want to
read it. They just ignore you.
Yeah, it's gone.
Very sharp question. You know, it gets hard to read a one line. But, But no, I don't know. I've seen weird shit happen. Matter of fact, when me and Antoinette was doing Perry's show one time, we had a bunch of them fuckers hit us. I mean, we were bombarded. I mean, the chat room was packed tight. I mean, and it was over 1,000. He had a more premium system than I had, and what I got here is this. And he can take more people in. But this is when I think my limit is 500, period. I think my limit is 500, my chat room, and 50 on my board, 50 callers at a time. How can you handle 50 callers at one time? I mean, I could, just not let them all in. Just couldn't do it. Can you imagine 50 people talking at one time?
Wow.
Yeah, so that ain't going to happen, you know.
No. Yeah, no way.
But somebody told
me if he did, Ron, you'd have so much background noise, nobody would be able to understand crap, you know?
Yeah, he couldn't understand a word, nothing. It'd be a waste of the show. You know, that's what would be a waste of the show. But, it just depends. I've been kicked off the show. My system, BTR shut down on me a couple times. And I had to reboot up, you know, re-come back in, and all that shit. The show's still be going, but I lost my end of it, you know? You never know what happens on BTR. Don't know what's next. You'll be shocked. You know. or matter of fact, call back in. When I first started, I had to call
Mike,
back in.
let me address Mike real quick. Mike, thanks for the kind words on the show earlier. You know, on that show, we just had two guests. George called in, and maybe I'm sure somebody else, but We just had our two guests were BTR hosts. That's who our guests were, you know. And my buddy told me earlier, he told me our numbers are pretty good tonight. He goes, because our chat room, we only had like 20-something people in there. He goes, and we've been having 30. You know, this is one of our lowest. He goes, but the numbers are really high. I can't see them because he runs all that crap. He said our numbers are really good. He goes, it'll be really good tomorrow. So I don't know what y'all are looking at. Y'all can see stuff I can't see, you and George. So.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I missed the whole, whatever your interview was, I missed it. I came in afterwards, but, I mean, it sounded interesting what they were talking about, and I agree with everything they're saying with Israel, and just it's amazing how these liberals are turning against Israel, and they're justifying it. And like that dipshit broad, did you see that link I put up? It's a Facebook link.
No, I'm not on Facebook, so I couldn't see that.
I wish, and I asked, I said, if somebody knows how to take the video off of this, that'd be great, because I think everybody would want to see it. But nobody responded to me, since there were a lot of guys. Let me see if there's a way. I don't know. If anybody might know how to do it, George might.
Do what, Mike?
How to copy a video that has a link that's only on Facebook, it seems, and to put it on the chat room here. Here, I'm bringing the link in.
You could probably Google that video on YouTube.
It doesn't have a YouTube logo on the header. You know what I mean? How usually it says YouTube on
anything? No, Google the title of the video is what I'm saying.
I don't know. You know what it is? It looks like it's a school.
Mike, tell me what the title of the video is.
I don't know. I'll go back.
Does it have a title?
I don't see one. See
the
link?
I got it on the link, man.
You got it? You see it? Now,
yep,
this dumb bitch, some liberal broad, and someone, it looks like a professor, is it addressing a school or something? And she gets up and starts comparing Hamas to our founding fathers in the United States.
Something? It gets you sick right there.
And I'll tell you what, the guy who's up there, he as it says in the article, he handed her ass back to her. He just blew her away. It was great the way he handled her. Very professional. But, but this is going on out there. These people, they think, no, the Israel's wrong. We have to be nice to these motherfuckers. That's the only religion that had its own Waffen-SS, two Waffen-SS units.
Yeah.
You think we don't have a track record with how they think, their mentality, and who these people are? Are you nuts?
Mike. What? Listen, I'm going to tell you something, and please understand where I'm coming from. Everybody keeps calling it a religion. If Islam is a godforsaken religion, I will eat my crusty freaking shorts.
It's a cult.
Thank you. It's
non-religious,
sanctimonious, evil, deadly cult with aspirations of world domination. Period. There's nothing religious about it.
Now, I'm sure there are some good people that are stuck in that world of this cult, but that don't know any better, and that's all they've been surrounded with. But, I mean, shit, if you grew up in a cesspool and you've been standing in it all your life, you think that's what the world's like. It's not.
Islam is the marriage of a state or the state, and their particular religious beliefs. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Islam is basically our way or the highway type mentality. You know, we'll kill you if you don't agree with us, you know.
Yep.
And they try to call themselves a religion of peace. Religion of peace, my ass. They are nothing about anything to do with peace. And it's the sad thing is, it's infiltrated the United States government. It's in the White House. The Muslim Brotherhood is Islam, okay? Barack Obama is pro-Islam. Barack Obama has never been a Christian in his life, although he went to a church that claimed to be Christian. But did y'all hear? You've heard his pastor. You heard him talk.
Yep.
You've heard him talk. That's an anti-American church. I mean, I don't know what they want to call themselves, but there's nothing about these people that is peaceful. They are about world domination. you know, Hamas, all these people over there, Hamas, you know, everybody says, well, Hamas, they're intent on destruction of Israel. Yes, they are, but that's not their final stopping point. They want to set up their little positions, not only in Israel, they want to take over America. They want to take over every country. They're already in the White House, so they're well on their way here, guys. They've done it to England. Look at the European Union over there. Look what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Everything about them is controlled by the Sharia law. Sharia law has so much taken over there. When we talk to them, I go to several shows come out of England on BTR. I mean, it's sad. It's sad what's happening. And the sheeple, for a lack of better words, the sheeple are sitting here in America watching it, the ones that are watching it, and not saying a word. We are the very silent few. People on BTR, we're very silent because the mass majority of these people in this country are watching, the reality shows on TV, which is not reality to begin with. I mean, it's a bunch of bullshit. You know, that's what they're watching. So how do we get the word to them? I mean, when will they wake up? When will they make a stand? I don't see it coming. I don't know what's going to happen to us because I think it's over with as far as what we can do. Even if we get rid of Barack Obama, you know, they keep talking impeachment. You know, all this is political theater, by the way, the impeachment talk and all that crap. And now they're saying, well, if impeachment, you know, the Democrats, they want you to impeach. They want that because it's a fundraiser for them. The fact is, I think it's a political ploy. I think, you know, if you want to impeach, I think that you need to go for it. But he's not guilty of impeachment. He's guilty of treason against the American country. He's guilty of treason, and they do not want to talk about that. Nobody in Congress does.
No, they don't. No, they really don't.
The punishment for treason is hanging. That's why they've been trying to change that for a long time. The Congress has tried in several different ways and tried in several different times to change the penalty for treason, you know, from what it is now. The penalty for treason is hanging, and they're trying to reduce the charge. Why would they want to do that? Why?
Yeah.
Because I said this on the last show. They want to change it because
they keep on doing it.
That's
the whole reason they want to change it. They want to change it.
Yeah,
so
and the reason they want to do it is Barack Obama is guilty. Not only is he guilty, everybody that's enabling him and is protecting him are guilty as well, which is pretty much 90% of Congress. So
yeah.
They want that treason thing done away with, and they're trying their best to do it. And they're the ones that have the power to do it. I'm surprised it ain't been scratched, gotten rid of, because they're all guilty of it.
Gentlemen?
What?
I'm going to post a link in the chat room.
There
it is. I just put it up on my YouTube channel.
Oh, you found that girl?
For educational purposes under the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, which allows for the use of media materials.
Oh, bend over, will you?
For purposes of education, criticism, and commentary.
Oh, come on. We're all on the same. Oh, that is her. Good job,
ding,
George.
Ding, buddy.
Good job, George. Man, he did it.
And I did it in the last 5 minutes.
Golf, check this bitch out.
I've got it. I've got it sitting in front of me right now.
Check this bitch out. What a dumbass, man. This one is a winner.
I wonder what nationality she's awful tan looking.
Firefox News Online has done it again.
That's a good one. I mean, too bad we couldn't get the audio on the show.
Oh, Georgia will. Give him time. It
no,
might
because
be his show.
I don't know, George, if you... Well,
yeah,
he's got a mixer there.
He's good at that. He's pretty
that,
quick at doing that.
But that professor, or whatever the hell he was, he did a good job. And they look at they disabled all comments for this video. They don't want any comments.
That was Ron Fox.
Imagine that.
Yeah, they don't want any comments on this. He did. I would have liked to have been there.
Yeah,
I have
comments disabled for a reason. Because I get a lot of stupid-ass morons.
Oh, that was you that... Okay, but you found it. That's a great thing.
I clicked on the link you posted.
Yeah.
Went to the video, downloaded the MP4, and uploaded it to my YouTube channel.
Oh, you sneaky American technological person. You're very sneaky.
Very sneaky.
Very sneaky. Very impressed. But, yeah, this guy who's speaking, he was very dry. He handled her well.
He's that dry? Somebody turn a fire hose on him.
I mean, no, he did a good job. It's like, oh, spare us. So thank you for sitting here for an hour and a half to get that comment in.
The guy's giving high praise. It could be in bear skin. Now we can just figure out who in the hell Ron Flynn.
She reminds me of a troll. You know, so she reminds me of a troll.
That's the college, the youth of today. A product of the universities and the colleges, that's the attitude. That's how they think. Well, our founding fathers. Oh, okay, the charger's green now. Okay.
It just took a while.
All right, there you go.
Now it's, like, multicolored. It flashed a bunch of times. Okay, now I screw this in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a large, there's a blob substance coming out of it. It's engulfing the blobs. It ate the table. It's moving.
Okay,
it's moving
right.
It's moving towards the dog.
Down
it's growing.
What do
you
have
to do?
Did you take a trip to Colorado or Washington?
Man, that movie scared the shit out of me when I was a little kid. Remember the blob?
Oh, yeah.
George, by the way, don't be saying my name out loud on the radio. That was me to subscribe to your channel, by the way.
Oh,
you didn't have to say that, you know. Because it could have been anybody.
Well, the only good thing is it's just me, you, Ron, and Mike in here, I think.
Yeah, but I didn't know who it was.
What happened, by the way?
You could have left it alone, I would have been clueless.
Ron, how do I turn this thing on?
Shame on you.
Hey, is Antoinette okay? I haven't seen her.
I talked to her the other day, or yesterday, and she's doing okay. She's got to go to the doctor tomorrow. I tried to call her back.
Okay.
I guess she can get herself straightened out. Yeah, I'd like to get her back on here. Man.
I haven't heard from her lately.
Anyway, Mike, on that, you got it all together, right?
I got the liquid in it. I got it screwed all together, but there's a V on the side of the battery.
V on the side of the battery.
It's called a Vision Spinner 2, the battery.
Okay. All right. There should be a push switch somewhere on it.
No.
The button?
There's the V, but I don't know if the V is supposed to be the push switch.
Well, try it.
No, I'm pushing it. It's not doing anything.
Okay, on the bottom of it, does it have a thermostat with a bunch of numbers on it?
Yeah, I just turned it to 4. You told me 4.something, 4.8.
4.0.
No, there's a 3.something. There's a 3.6, 3.3, and 4.8. Maybe that is 4.0.
4.0, right. That's where you want to be. There's got to be a switch on that battery. Up towards the top, towards the tank, where it's screwed together.
I don't know. I'll go up. I'll search on the web and see. I'll look up the battery and see what this thing's supposed to.
Feel around on the top. Around it might have a, we can't see it type thing. Switch.
Well, there's nothing else that spins. I told him I didn't want flavored. I hope this isn't flavored. But this has nicotine in it, right? It's not just like flavored oil.
Right.
All
right. Right. Right.
This thing is. Golf, George, you wouldn't believe what this thing looks like. It looks like some sort of medical implement. My God.
Well, as long as you don't start
get arrested walking down the street with this thing, I can actually hold it like a woman and say, "Do not move. I will vaporize you." Scary looking thing.
What type of battery did you get?
It's A spinner 2, $49.99 for the battery. Hold on.
Quick question for George. I had a quick question for George.
Oh yeah, I'm here.
George, do you ever do any voiceovers for anybody? Anything? Any particular reason or no? Yes.
I have yet to do anything. I've had contracts that got pulled right out from under me.
You know, you got a good voice for promos. I think you ought to get your name out there just doing promos. We have a guy that does promos for us out of California, and evidently our promo is not kicking over too good. I said, well, let me go ask. I think I asked Ron one night, and you weren't in the show. I said, Ron, do you and George, because Ron's big into the music scene. And I said, maybe George, but you weren't in there when I asked the question. I said, we need a guy who can do a voiceover. And, my song is, y'all are all old guys. So y'all probably know this song, Dragging the Line.
Yep.
Who sang it?
I know that song.
Dragging the Line.
Dragging the Line. I want a voiceover and that the background music. For promotion for our show, our Sunday night show. I have yet to find anybody that even knows who Dragon the Line is. They think, Dragon the Line, that's like cocaine. No. It's not cocaine. Oh, you can interpret it that way, I guess.
That's an old.
You know? That's an oldie. That's an oldie. But the beat to that song is catchy to me.
Yeah.
The V is a switch. Press down on that V, it should light up a little bit.
It's pressed down and slid up a little bit, but it's not doing
anything.
That's it.
It's right. Yes, you got
to. Maybe the switch is. Maybe I got
stop
a busted
on
one.
No. No, it's
sound like they're, sound like they're having phone. You know, y'all sound like y'all are having phone sex. Press down and slide up a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Press and suck. Anyway, press down on the. Another way to test
don't
let his wife Lisa hear you say that because
holy shit.
she'll be like,
press that V in, stick it up your ear, the mouthpiece to your ear for the cigarette, stick up here and hit that V button. You hear crackling. When it starts crackling, it's activating.
No, it's not. The switch isn't. Is the switch supposed to light up?
Yes, it will light up a little bit. Not
no,
real bright.
It's not. It's not lighting up, and I'm really pushing in on it.
Well,
oh my God!
Charged.
That sounds really nasty.
Huh?
He's really pushing.
It's $50 batteries, and then I guess it's a piece of shit.
No, it ain't charged. You got it hooked up your USB charger and all that shit.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And I went down and checked,
the
green light was finally on, so that meant it's supposed to be fully charged, right?
Right. Right. Okay. Press that V 5 times and see if it stays lit.
One,
it might be
two.
Shut off mode.
It's not. It doesn't really move when I push it. I'm pressing on it is like pressing on your desk. It's rock hard like that. There's no movement to it. Pushing straight on it.
That should be the switch, though.
Oh my God!
I got ripped. Let me take this screwdriver. I'm gonna try pushing the switch down.
No, don't do that. Don't damage battery. Don't do that.
All right.
Spinner
it was $100 for the system. It's $40 for the head, and $49 for the battery. Came to $100 plus the liquid was cheap, $3-$4.
Right.
And then he charged me for the charger unit. I don't even remember what he charged me for that.
It was about $5. Okay, it's a Vision Spinner 2, right? 16 ohm off battery.
The what?
Vision Spinner 2, right?
Yeah, Vision Spinner 2, right.
Okay, here's a video on that. I'm going to throw this link up for you.
Hey, Ron?
Yes?
Guess what? You should be getting...
What's that?
An idiot is calling.
Uh-oh.
Send it to your phone.
Okay, hang on a second, George.
I got it. I got the link.
That's it. Is that the battery you're talking about?
And that's it. That's the battery, exactly. But there was another company that had a... I can't believe they named the company that. The company's named A-S-H-O-L-E. That makes atomizers. Asshole. And I said, why would you want to have that in your hand and be out in public with something that says asshole on it?
No, it's still sending. Shit.
No, my button is doesn't stand up a little bit like that. It's pushed in all the way, like really flat. That looks like it sticks up a little. No, it doesn't. Mine's stuck.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be.
God, it's stuck flush.
Sure, she's pressing that B down. It lights up.
No, mine doesn't. Mine is flush with the body. That sticks up a little bit. That you can see
it.
The button.
Take the tip of your finger. Tap on that switch. Tap on it, it'll pop up. You might have something jammed in between the switch lever. Did it pop up?
No. You hear me tapping it? Nope.
Yeah.
Mr. Rex, sir, you should be receiving the...
Usually if you tap it, it'll get hard.
No, I'm really going to need a cigarette after this.
Hey, Ron, do you have an Android phone, Ron?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, go to the App Store or the, Google Play, I think they call it now, and download Zedge, Z-E-D-G-E, Z-E-D-G-E. It's an app for ringtones, and, dude, they got all kind of crap. It's cool. I mean, and I've never seen one that you had to pay for. Yeah, Z as in Zebra, E-D-G-E, and you can get all kind of stuff from there. Zedge. It's on iPhone as well. It's on iPhone, iPod, iPad.
Try it one time slower because I'm a special education student. Try it one more time slowly.
Z as in zebra. E as in echo. D as in dodge. G as in golf. E as in echo. Zedge.
Okay. Z-E-D-G-E. Okay, got it.
Yeah, Zedge. And, I mean, it's pretty cool. That's what I use on Android for ringtones. It's pretty cool.
Nope. Ron, I got a defective battery. I got to find a place around here because I'm not going to drive another hour to replace it. I'll change it.
Well,
I'll have to find another place that carries it.
If you can't get one fast enough, I'll get with you and I will send you one.
No, I can get one. There's got to be one. We can get nuclear equipment here. We're close enough to New York City. You can buy an aircraft carrier at 3 in the morning over here. So, I know it. There's got to be some place that has it.
Well, is there tobacco shops around there, around you?
Yeah, there are, but they're usually like Abu is behind the counter, one of those deals. Let me put in Westchester.
Abu.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. I would get this for you. Very, very good. Very nice.
Why are you fucking with my survey machine?
You are not confused us with Mr. Apu. Mr. Apu is a poo head. Do not do that to us.
Shit.
Very, very insulting, sir.
Hey, Mike, remember I was talking to you earlier about something when he was on the phone? You need to get with me after the show's over. Don't worry about that battery too much. I'll show you something to blow your mind. You'll be very happy.
What, I got to plug it straight in? Can I do that?
What straight in?
Well, from the charger. Can I plug the... from the end of the charger. Does the unit plug straight into the negative? No.
No. We won't screw together. No. But for some reason, that battery ain't charged. It should have been charged within about an hour. Don't take that long to charge them. But that's a kick-ass battery you got. That's a little more extravagant than I would have went. But I went with a Tinker BOD mod. BOD.
Yeah, see, I think the button. I didn't know. I should have. If I knew about these, I would have felt that the button is flush with the unit. It's not sticking up like in the video. So the problem, this thing maybe was damaged in shipping.
It could have been. Yeah. I'd take back to you guys. Got one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, son, the battery's bucks. That's rare. I never seen never had a battery bad. I had go bad after being used to death, and it did go bad eventually. But Matter of fact, I got one here. I've been using.
Hey, Ron, by the way, that idiot is calling there? Is on Zedge under ringtones. How do you like that shit? Yeah, go to Google. Hold on a second. Here. I'll make it simple for you. Hold on a second. Bam! There. Try that.
Play Google Com. There it is.
Okay.
Hello?
Ooh, I like that ringtone. Old telephone.
Oh, yeah, I like the classic tones myself. Wallpaper. Yeah, I like the classic. The classic ringtones are my favorite of all.
Oh, Gulf, did you hear that girl addressing that teacher or whatever the guy was? Did you hear what she said?
Did you hear the one you put up? No,
yeah.
I've got it saved. Whenever the show's over, I'm going to check it out when the show's over. I'll probably tweet it as well.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
I'm going to be having fun with this. I had Zedge in my other Android phone. Because it said it was installed, right? And it was in my other it's in my other Android phone, the one I had with Net 10.
Yeah, Zedge is pretty cool. I like it. Man, you know, and it's real easy. You can preview it. If you don't like it, just, you know, go back and look for something else. But once you like it,
that's where I got the Redneck ringtone from. Holy shit!
And you can what I like about it is they'll let you set each ring. Like if you find a ring you like we'll say one for your mom, you can actually go in there and set that ringer just for your mom. So you know that's what's cool about it is whenever a particular person calls, just by the ringer, you know who's calling.
one of my buddies booby trapped my iPhone on me. I don't know how to unbooby trap it.
Warning! Bullshit alert!
Bullshit alert! Oh, shit. That's a good one.
I have my other phone.
I used to have one to set up just like that. It was my boss. Whenever my boss would call, I had, warning, the boss is calling.
Oh, my God. Darth Vader?
I was looking at that ringtone because I blew some from my other phone to this one. That ringtone doesn't come with it going through.
That ain't worth it yet.
But I brought this up on my computer here. It says install on my computer. Yes, I could install on my computer, couldn't I?
Yeah, I don't know how they did it. They programmed Siri, you know, that robot that's in my phone or that connects with the Siri system, so that now, they know what I collect and everything. So they busted my chops, and they did it so that. Maybe I can redo it. But now if I ask Siri a question and she doesn't know the answer, how can I get it so she says it? She did it in public, too, in front of somebody, and they looked at me like, what the fuck is... Siri, what do you call me?
Sorry, mein Führer. I can't check your call history.
My Führer.
Did you hear that?
Me?
That's what my phone calls me, mein Führer.
Well, you know, sometimes I answer my phone. Some of my friends I screw up their head. They'll call me up and they'll say, "Heil Obama."
Oh shit! What that must go over big.
Why not?
Or now for something completely different.
What do you have, my comrade?
Well, this morning we had a great day in MS Hall. Hold on, I got a picture. I got some pictures. We fed the infantry guys, and where is it? Right here, Crazy Nation. I took a bunch of pictures. Some of them are all look the same. There's the link. But anyway, so while I'm down there feeding the guys, they just came back out of the field. They were up in the field. So they wanted something quick on the drill floor, not in the mess hall. So we did breakfast sandwiches, bagels, you know, egg, bacon, egg and cheese, sausage, egg and cheese, cereal, fruit, orange juice, whole bit. And some of the people from the band from last night's, do you remember the girl that with the blonde hair that was at the event last night with the old man, with the 100-year-old gentleman that was their old commander? Well, she came down, and the supply guy for the infantry looked at her, because they're all friends, they're in the same building, and said, look, see, we get egg sandwiches. You guys get, like, filet mignon and appetizers, and he takes care of the musicians, but look what he gives us. Look, look. And then, so it started off, the rivalry started off, and I'm standing there going, cut it out now. That's enough. I don't starve you guys out. Don't do that. But they had them do a formation before they cut them loose and let everybody go to eat.
I see the Shiite pets picture. That's interesting.
The which one?
Shiite pet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it goes with my Obama pet. My Obama head.
I gotta make fun of one of these pictures. I gotta pick on you. I know.
What is the fucking cake?
There's no fucking cake in that. Anyway.
Michelle Obama would have a...
You see the what? One soldier there where he's got the tinfoil opened up. They're all in line.
Yes.
You go that picture, see kids got that one opened up there and this kid behind him looking over
his
shoulder.
Hold on, hold on. Yes. Yep.
You see that one there? Anyway, that first kid with the sandwich opened up there and he's like, what is this shit?
He's waiting to get the hot sauce and the ketchup. Shit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because that's like, coming up on it. But each one is different. Like some of them with sausage, some of them were with bacon. So there's a white tape in front of each one of the Mermites
right.
Saying what it is. What the hell is that?
You see a guy back over by the big door over there, right there. This one guy's gone, and he's tired of waiting.
What is that?
Incoming fart.
Oh, man.
I'll let you go. I see a bright light. I'm looking at that picture.
I see the tunnel. I see a bright light at the end of the tunnel.
Hey, man. Some of these ringtones, they just perfect, man. Who needs drugs when you can laugh your ass off at this shit?
What is this picture we are
looking at here, Mike?
That's this morning, breakfast.
You took a picture of the guys having breakfast?
Well, no, I were feeding them, and they were all. They wouldn't let them cut out of formation. They put them. They held them before they could eat. They wanted everyone in formation. Then they read everybody's name. They did that bit. You know what I mean? Because they give them the night off. They cut everybody loose. So I guess bringing everybody back, they wanted to make sure that nobody was still running around looking for Bigfoot.
Is this biscuits and sausage and egg type setup here? Or?
Well, they're bagels, but New York Arthur Avenue bagels, the good ones. Those are the real thing. Oi, vadi avanti, Arthur Avenue. It's the best.
Bagels from Arthur Avenue?
Yep. I think I use Arthur Avenue bagels and sausage, egg, and cheese, or bacon, egg, and cheese, and they're different. Some have ham, egg, and cheese, so they have a selection.
When I was in?
What?
Did we get to the Arthur
Avenue? Do you remember the donuts? Those were all Arthur Avenue donuts. Those were killer. They were expensive.
I used to have a table
covered with those donuts?
I remember. Yeah. I had one of those donuts, and I was in freaking heaven for a whole day.
Private Snowball! Was that his name, or was that from Full Metal Jacket?
No, you're thinking of...
Wasn't that Full Metal Jacket when he found the donut in the barracks?
D'Onofrio's character. The slow guy.
The one who shot himself in Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, Lawrence, Private Lawrence.
Private Snowball, wasn't it?
No, Private Snowball was the black guy.
Oh. I don't know, I mixed them up. I get so sick of seeing that movie in the mess hall. But, yeah.
Private Joker.
Yeah.
My brain cells are toasted here. I don't remember their names, really.
When I first walked into that room, look at that balcony that overlooks the whole, the drill floor. And I was standing next to this major, and I said, what's that for? Mussolini's going to come out and address everybody? What's with the balcony? I was like, look at this. All you have to do is, like, put the flags on either side of it, and, like, the dictatorship starts here. What is with that thing? But I guess that's a new design. You know, it's a big room.
Now that's in the new armory?
That's in the new armory.
Mm.
Yeah, I get a little bit of everything in here in the pictures, don't I? There's that simplex clock. I was lucky with that. That was a good score. $200, and it works wonderful. Wonderfully.
Hey, Ron?
Yeah, well.
When you get assholes calling, you should have this on your switchboard.
Asshole calling! Asshole calling! There's an asshole on the other end of the line. Answer.
Oh, man, that would come in handy for someone. But wouldn't you get in trouble? What happens if all of a sudden that thing goes off in front of the wrong person?
Right.
You'll have to get over it.
Go to church with that and get in trouble.
Oh, man, that would be brutal.
No. No, you see, now, I actually had this ringtone in my phone when I went to church one Sunday.
Everybody ever seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh.
What the hell was that?
Oh, get dropped
my
balls. Stick them in your mouth.
Where'd that come from?
That was.
I don't know. That was George's become a troll.
Oh my God.
Put them in your mouth. George, are you trolling, George?
Nah, just having fun.
That's Chef from South Park did that. Ice Caves did that. Well, you got 7 minutes to go, Ron. I'm gonna let y'all close this thing out. I'm gonna step out.
Yeah, we got a long weekend, so I might as well kind of beat myself tonight. It's a long weekend.
Show's over. Call me.
What? All right.
Yeah,
maybe you can help me get this thing. Maybe I can take a battery apart. If it comes apart, I can fix it.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. No, it don't. It's not called apart.
All right.
No. It's not called apart. Take it back where you got it. Just have to find one around the neighborhood somewhere to get one. Just grab me one cheap $20 kit to get you a 7 crown or 17 battery or something. That'll get you started. That one, go back. I just exchanged it.
Right.
That's a good battery. I mean, for the rating is on. Listen, the rating is pretty good battery.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a good one.
Yeah, but $50 right. Anyway, when you're talking on the phone, make sure you buy your computer. It's going to take you somewhere on your computer. You're going to love this.
All right, I'll give you a buzz.
You're going to see the crazy shit I'm talking about. But anyway, we'll pass it on to charge to you. Or we'll call or whatever on this, but it's a pretty neat site. You'll love this. It's one of the things you just can't really put out there too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll know the reason why when you talk to me. All right. Well, hey, kids, we're about out of time, so I want to appreciate that. I appreciate everybody coming out tonight. It's been a fun show, as usual. We'll be doing here tomorrow night at the same bat time, same bat channel. But, this is going to be, Monday. I got to get up early, too. That's all right. I should do it. But I'm going to try to find a song to get us out of here. And I think we'll do this one.
George, Ron, I'll see you guys later.
All right, guys.
We're out of here. Y'all have
hey,
a
Ron,
night.
What time are you coming on tomorrow night? Same time, or are you going on at 12?
Same time. What time are you coming on? All right. Come on tomorrow? No, you're not on tomorrow, are you?
No, I'm still off, but I'm going to have my my laptop with me while I'm at the hospital.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 10 o'clock, but my time, 10 o'clock is simple time.
11 o'clock, my
hour ahead of me.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all
sounds good. All right, have a good day tomorrow, George. All right, well, I'll talk to you guys in a few minutes.
All right, I'll talk to you later on.
Bye-bye. Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is going to be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors, yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I ain't got me no money blues. There is the I ain't got me no woman blues. There's the I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country. And the poem is called H2O G-A-T-E Blues. And if H2O is still water and G-A-T-E is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover, the king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate? How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect. Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes, William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne, Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of them authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove that Waterbuggers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddow, Storm Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool. Watergate. Four more years of that.